The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you hear I say, love your enemies, do good for those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. From the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. From the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. You do good to those who do good to you. What credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. You lend money to those for whom you expect repayment. What credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners. Get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them. And lend expecting nothing back. And your reward will be great. You'll be children of the Most High. He himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging. You will not be judged. Stop condemning. You will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the earliest remembrances I have in the lives of the saints was in the life of a soldier who was on a horse in the middle of the winter, and he looked down and he saw a poor, cold, half-naked, shivering man. And he took his army cloak and he cut it in two. And he gave half of his army cloak to that poor shivering man. Then he had a dream that night that that poor shivering man was Jesus Christ. That man was a Roman soldier. Then he went on to become a Catholic. He went on to become a priest. He went on to become a bishop. And in Spanish, they call him Martín el Caballero. Martín el Caballero, we call him St. Martin. St. Martin of Tours. He was able to be aware of Jesus Christ present in that poor, cold, suffering, shivering man. The other day I was in the car with my mother in New Hampshire, and she was listening to relevant radio, and she told this story that she heard on the Patrick Madrid show. And it was this. There was a priest that was called to give a conference in this big hall, and a lot of people were coming to the conference. But what the priest did was he decided to do something as a part of his talk. And he dressed up outside the conference hall as one of those homeless men, dressed up as a bum. And the people were walking into the conference hall. There he was, this homeless bum, but he was really the priest that was going to give the talk. And hundreds of people filed into the conference room. But they all ignored this poor man, this poor beggar. Then he changed clothes and dressed as a priest. And he told the people, "Do you remember that poor man that was outside the conference room? That was me. But it was really Jesus Christ. And there's only two of you that showed me any respect." I think that's the gospel today. We're going to be judged on how we live out the gospel of love. It's true that Jesus Christ is on the cross. Jesus Christ is in the tabernacle. Jesus Christ is going to be in my hands. Jesus Christ is going to come into your heart. But you have to pray for the eyes of St. Martin to be able to see Jesus Christ in the distressing disguise of the poor, as Mother Teresa says. Christ is present among us. So maybe time you pass that homeless person on the road, instead of ignoring him, maybe smile at him. Maybe say a kind word to him. What I like to do is I have granola bars. Buy a pack of those granola bars. You can probably get a pack for about $5. And I roll down my window and I give these homeless people granola bars. And you know, they're among the most grateful people that I ever meet. They say, "Thank you, Father, and may God bless you." Amen.